Great to have back with us here, Bay Area broadcaster, Pac-12 Network's very own, Roxy Bernstein. What's up, Rox?
Hi, boys. How are you?
Roxy!
Do I understand you're calling the A's and the Rangers tonight there in the Bay Area?
I'm sitting right now, right behind home plate at the Coliseum, getting ready for opening night. So, yeah, the A's and Rangers. I'll be doing a bunch of A's stuff early in the year, staying busy with that. Have a little college baseball here as well. So, you know me, guys, if I'm not working, I'm not happy. Something's wrong if I'm not working.
Roxy, rank them for me. You're on football. You're on basketball. I know you're a big baseball guy. If we had to take, if you could only do one, is it baseball?
Oh, see, which one am I working today?
It's like asking somebody which one of their kids is their favorite kids. Like I always say, which one of them's being nice to me today? Yeah. That's my favorite kid today. Who's acknowledging me and actually thanking their father for all he's given them? That's my favorite child today. So I'm going to guess today, Roxy's favorite child is his baseball son. Right, Rox?
That is right. The Oakland A's have shown me some love today. So they will get all the attention today. Then, you know, this weekend I have some college baseball I got to do. Then I pick up the A's on the next road trip. Then it's, you know, it's the way it goes, man. The fall, hey, it's college football season. Let's go.
Roxy, which aside from the Oakland A's, who are you most excited about watching opening day? Everyone's getting all geared up, betting on their teams in some cases, just ready to watch them for the next 161 games after today. What other teams out there intrigue you the most because of the offseason moves they made or because maybe what they almost were able to accomplish last year?
Boy, I look at in the National League, I've seen what San Diego's been able to do even through yesterday by getting Craig Kimbrel. I think the Padres have made a real statement. And all the money that the Dodgers have spent to try to compete and win the division in the National League West. But here comes San Diego with that great offseason that they had. And people keep forgetting about the Giants. So I think the NL West is going to be a great race. The additions the Red Sox have made and with Cespedes now with the Tigers. And how about that 3-4-5 when you look at Cespedes, Cabrera, and Victor Martinez? There's a lot of interesting teams at play. And frankly, you know, working with the A's and I'm anxious to see what I'm going to look at. They've had a great spring, and they've made the playoffs each of the last 3 years, but it's a completely different team with all the moves they made in the offseason. And they're trying to snap a string, guys, and this is pretty hard to do. They've lost 10 consecutive games on opening day, so they're trying to end that streak against Texas tonight.
I think maybe the most intriguing and everybody's kind of favorite darling pick right now, and they're right there in that division, are the Seattle Mariners. Are you a believer in the Mariners, and this is their time to shine?
Well, if we go on paper, Bill, I think they are right there, but we don't play it on paper. And I like their pitching. Besides King Felix with Iwakuma and Taijuan Walker and Paxton and J.A. Happ, but let's see this team play out with Cano. Now they add Nelson Cruz. They have the firepower and an impressive bullpen, but let's see how it translates into wins. And with the Angels, the way they finished the last season, do they have enough pitching this year to do what they did last year in terms of winning the division and having the best record in the American League? And people are quick to write off the A's. And we just don't know what to expect with Oakland. They do have pitching. This is a better defensive team. I'm not ready to crown the Mariners just given the AL West race. I think it's going to be an interesting race, and I think it's going to be a three-team race. I think the A's are going to be in it because of their pitching, and it's going to go down to the final couple weeks of the season.
I want a neutral opinion, and I know I can't get it from my co-host Bill Riley here. Last year's AL champs, the Royals, can they do it again? Are they going to be a contender this year?
I think they're going to be a contender, OC, because I think they have the pieces in place. And sure, they lost Big Game James, who's now in San Diego. Billy Butler's now, of course, with the A's. But they have some good arms with Yordano Ventura. The back end of that bullpen is tremendous. And they have a lot of people who gained valuable experience last year. So I think they're going to be in contention. I think they're going to be in the race. To me, the Tigers are the team to beat in the Central. But I wouldn't write off the Royals. And with two wild card spots available, I think Kansas City's in play, certainly, for the postseason again.
No, I think that's absolutely fair. And I also think that Cleveland's going to be a really tough beat this year. If they can get some more starting pitching to go along with Kluber. Their bullpen's pretty good. They can always hit the ball. But I think Kansas City, Detroit, and Cleveland make up a pretty dangerous trio in that AL Central.
And even the White Sox, with that 1-2 combination at the front end of the rotation, Bill, with now Samardzija added to Chris Sale, that's an impressive 1-2 punch, and I'll put those two guys up against anybody in Major League Baseball. So I don't think the White Sox, you can just write them off either in terms of, well, okay, just hand the division either Kansas City, the Tigers, or Cleveland. I think it's going to be a very competitive division. I think that's what's great about baseball this year across the board, guys, is the balance. There's not just one team where you're going, all right, they're going to run away with it. Even as much money as the Dodgers spent, there's not one team out there where you can guarantee that either they're going to win a division or put them into the postseason.
Are you a believer in the Nationals pitching rotation? I mean, it looks about as formidable as any I've seen in the last few years. Is that going to make them the National League favorite?
Oh, see, when you got Gio Gonzalez as your five, yeah, I believe the pitching. Now, there's some question marks with the Nationals as well. But that rotation with the addition of Scherzer, with Strasburg, and Zimmerman, it's an impressive group. And, oh, yeah, by the way, Gio Gonzalez, a former All-Star who's been an 18-game winner, is your fifth guy in the rotation. That's pretty darn good.
They got beat by 41-year-old Bartolo Colon, though, today. They only scored a run off of Bartolo Colon, who I believe was pitching against Drysdale and Koufax.
Hey, oh, see, we saw Bartolo firsthand, man, out here. We know what he's capable of
doing.
Yeah,
he'll throw it right by you. He'll ask you to hit those out of the park, but you won't do it.
With his movement and his fastballs and him just inventing pitches out there on the mound, and, you know, he may have had his visit to his pharmacist in the offseason to help him out, too. You never know.
Roxy Bernstein's our guest here on the Bill and O.C. Show this afternoon here on ESPN 700. San Diego and Chicago were probably as active as just about anybody, especially the Padres. Now, the Padres had a 3-2 lead when Big Game James left the game, and now they're down 6-3 to the Dodgers. But they really shook things up in San Diego. A lot of trades, a lot of signings, a lot of acquisitions. Same thing with the Chicago Cubs. If you had to look at those two teams, who's going to have a better year, the Cubs or the Padres?
Without a doubt, Bill, to me, it's the Padres. I still, with Chicago, there's still a lot to prove. And in terms of there's a lot of talent and young talent, good offensive firepower for that team. But I still think there are more holes and more question marks with the Cubs than there are with San Diego. And I really like the Padres' rotation. Okay, Shields got hit around today, but Tyson Ross, they have some talented pitchers. And with some of the guys they're willing to part with goes to show you the pitching depth that they have in that organization. But they're able to get a lockdown closer in Kimbrel. To me, I like the moves that they made in the offseason. I put them a significant margin for me. I think they are maybe 10 games better than the Cubs, to be honest with you.
Roxy Bernstein is our guest here on ESPN 700. He does it all. Pac-12 Network's play-by-play man. You'll hear him on football. You'll hear him on basketball. Today he's on Oakland A's baseball because it's opening night. What's a bigger holiday in the Bernstein household, Easter Sunday or opening day for baseball?
Well, yesterday morning I took my son. He plays hockey on Sunday morning, O.C. So I did his hockey class with him, and good family day yesterday, but a good family day this morning with my kids. So, honestly, in our household, opening day is a little bit more of a holiday and a festive day in my household. Also, I think because of my religious beliefs as well.
Yeah, you probably are celebrating Passover, not Easter.
Yes. You know, and if I was a good friend of Bill, I would have shown up yesterday at the new soccer stadium down in San Jose.
Yeah, why didn't you come down to Avaya Stadium? Mark Spears was there. Mark Spears was there from Yahoo Sports. He came down. He didn't say hi because he got there late. But, yeah, by the way, it's gorgeous. It's right next to the airport.
It's
a little bit of a downside being right next to the runway. But besides that, the stadium is absolutely spectacular. It's a great spot for the Quakes.
I've driven by it a couple times, and I've seen bit by bit as it's gone up down there. And had I known earlier it was Real Salt Lake that was in town, I would have been there, just so you know. But me being the moron that I can be, I just knew the Earthquakes were playing. I didn't know who. If I knew it was Real Salt Lake, Bill, I would have been there.
It's like the only team in the Bay Area Roxy doesn't cover is the San Jose Earthquakes. Everybody else from the hockey team to baseball to football, college and pro, he has covered except for the Quakes. Am I right?
Yeah, that's a very accurate statement. Although I do, my kids both like soccer, so I do go to a handful of Quakes games, and it was pretty easy at Buckshaw Stadium at Santa Clara, but I got to imagine this would be a lot easier for me to go to in terms of getting in and out of the stadium and just having that great experience at the match.
All right, we're going to switch gears a little bit if you don't mind. Utah spring football is going on right now. As much as you're a baseball fan and a basketball fan, I know you're gearing up for Bay Area, Stanford, Cal football as well, just like we are out here. The Pac-12 should be another tough conference. Last year it was all about the quarterbacks. This year I feel like with the addition of Gary Anderson and the coaches that are still in the league, it's the conference of coaches. Which team are you most excited about and the changes they could be making through spring ball, Roxy?
The team that I'm most interested in seeing is the transition at Oregon in terms of with Mariota gone and not having, we all assume Vernon Adams will be the quarterback next year for the Ducks, transferring after he graduates from Eastern Washington, how that plays out. Jeff Lockie will be the guy through the spring. That's a very pivotal spot, I think, for a lot of people in terms of this conference. But when I look at the Pac-12 guys for next year, I think the strength of the league is going to be in the South in terms of Arizona State, the two LA schools. And I think Utah is going to be in there and make some noise as well. And of course, Arizona with Rich Rod. I think those five teams are set up to really make that division interesting. And I think Colorado still is a ways behind the rest of those five teams in the Pac-12 South.
I know the SEC West would have something to say about it, but you can make a pretty strong case if next year plays like this year did, and maybe these teams get a little bit better. The Pac-12 South might be as tough as any division in college football.
I agree. And when you look at those five teams right there, and sure, okay, USC on paper, Bill, may have the best talent, especially the way they've recruited, but are they ready at that level to compete? Because we saw last year on a daily basis, or a weekly basis, I should say, they weren't. You go back and you lose that game to Boston College. It was dreadful for them last year. So week in, week out, will they be ready to go through it? How does UCLA make the transition to quarterback? Arizona State, Berkovici got a lot of opportunities last year with the injuries to Kelly. So I think they're a little bit more settled at the quarterback spot. And then that whole division, though, you're right. Those five teams, they're going to beat each other up. And who's going to come out from that division? And maybe you look at the schedule and you play that game. Well, who has the most favorable schedule? That could be the team that ends up coming away with that South title just because of the ins and outs of this conference and who gets a little bit of a break here or there in the schedule.
I know you're close to the program because you live in the area. How much better can Cal be next year?
I still think they have a ways to go, okay, Bill, in terms of defensively. They made a lot of strides last year in year two for Sonny Dykes at Cal. And Jared Goff, to me, is as good a quarterback as there is in college football. With the things that he can do and the talent that he has at receiver and Daniel Lasco running the football. But the big question for me is their offensive line. Can they make that leap? Because they improved leaps and bounds last year. Can they do it again this year on that side of the football? But defensively, they had a lot of holes, and they were susceptible. And I think the style of offense they play doesn't lend itself to helping that defense out. They need to have numbers and depth, and that's going to be the big question. Can Cal go to a bowl game this year? Yeah, I think it's possible. It's going to be how far that defense carries them. Now, can they compete in the North with Stanford and Oregon? I think that's still to be determined. But I do think that they made strides last year and can make another jump this year.
By Stanford standards, last year was pretty disappointing. What's the area they need to improve upon the most? Like, Hogan's back, right? I mean, he ended last year playing pretty well. It doesn't feel like a quarterback question for me in Palo Alto. What is it?
I think the thing that disappointed me about Stanford guys last year was their lack of toughness, which is something you don't normally see with a Stanford team. I think at times it eluded them. There were some games where they were there and they put it together. But then there were some, like, for example, the Arizona State game, they were just throttled. They were beaten soundly. They had a couple of weeks where you're really disappointed in their performance. And the consistency that we saw, even in the first couple of years of the David Shaw era, was not there last year. And I think the quarterback played into it. I thought Kevin Hogan, he did finish the year strong. I'm with you, especially that great game they had against UCLA. that last weekend of the regular season. But week in, week out, it just you didn't know what to expect with Stanford. And that's the disappointing thing, and I think they need to shore that up. And I think it goes back to the identity of the program. Last year they couldn't do what they were known for, the toughness of being able to run the football. They need to get back to that.
Couple more moments with Roxy Bernstein. We're going to switch one more time from baseball to football to basketball. As interesting as the Pac-12 could be in football next year, I think basketball could be equally interesting because of all the departures from the good teams this year. Arizona losing a ton of people. We found out Ashley's leaving today. You know, McConnell's gone. No doubt Johnson will be gone. Hollis Jefferson is leaving the program as well. I know they recruited well, but that's a lot of freshmen. Utah losing DeLon Wright, possibly. No answers yet. Jakob Poeltl, certainly Dallin Bashinsky gone. The conference could look a little bit different next year. What's your take early on basketball?
Well, there's still, Bill, we're what, a week away from signing day, so it's going to get interesting here. And Stanford loses the three seniors coming off that NIT championship. They've recruited well. I still think they're going to be pretty good. Who knows what to expect with Oregon, losing Joseph Young. But I still think Utah, and I hope for the Utah's sake, and I think for the conference's sake, Poeltl comes back. Because I loved watching his development this year, and he could really have a big impact. And I think there's a lot of big men in the NBA draft this year, which would knock him down a little bit. So I think it would be best served for everybody if he stayed. I think it would be, you know, great to team him up with Jordan Lubbert's coming back and Brandon Taylor. They'll be seniors. I would expect them to be near the top of the league. And then the next week will be very interesting for Cal because they're right in the thick of things in terms of three top 10 players. Now, will they get three? I don't believe so, but Ivan Rabb was a local kid, a McDonald's All-American, is who they're banking on that they're going to get. If they get him, Tyrone Wallace elects to stay, I think Cal could be make some noise and be right in the thick of things in the conference.
Before we let you go, Roxy, the most important question. When are you coming through Salt Lake City again so we can go grub?
Well, I will be there in early May for Pac-12 baseball when the USC Trojans invade Smith's Ballpark to take on Bill Kinneberg's Utes. They're playing some pretty good baseball right now, Utah, huh?
Yeah, I saw Billy last week, and hey, you know this. Jumping from where they were into this conference in an Olympic sport is tough, but baseball may be the toughest of all the Olympic sports to jump into. He knows he's still got some room to go, but my opinion, again, I've only watched them a little bit on TV on some of your broadcasts. I think the program's headed in the right direction. I think they're a lot better this year than they were last year.
Agree 100%. And he's got some young players. They're going to be good players by the time they're juniors. So I was blown away by Jason Rose, the freshman who threw a week ago Sunday against Cal when he struck out 11. He was terrific. But there is some talent. And it's hard. And I talked to Bill at length about it, about recruiting at Utah for baseball. And he's got to get the good local kids to stay home. He thinks the local talent is getting better, which will help them. But they need to go into California and steal some guys, which is not necessarily easy. But kids who want to play, let's face it, the Pac-12 is the premier conference in the country for college baseball. And if they want to play in this league, then he's got to go in and recruit and get some of these guys away, not necessarily from USC and UCLA, but I think he's got to out-recruit schools like Fullerton, Irvine, who have made great runs and gotten Omaha in the College World Series the last number of years.
Whiskey or Duke tonight?
I like Duke. I think they're playing well, and you saw it firsthand, Bill. I just like the mix that they have, and I'm anxious to see how they will defend Kaminsky tonight. If they go with Okafor, risk getting him in foul trouble, or do they stick Emile Jefferson on him?
We touched on just about everything from eating in Salt Lake City to college baseball. Major League Baseball, Roxy will have the A's and the Rangers tonight. I will be tuning in on Sirius Satellite Radio. I listen to my Major League Baseball, and I'll get that Oakland A's home broadcast tonight if I'm in my car. 8 o'clock Mountain Time first pitch. We talk college football. We talk some, what else did we talk? Some college basketball.
We talked our families, our kids.
Yeah, Easter or Passover. We mixed in some Real Salt Lake, some San Jose Earthquakes in Avaya Stadium.
A little bit of everything.
It was a grab bag today. It was a smorgasbord, if you will, with Roxy Bernstein. Thanks, Rox.
Thanks, Roxy.
Guys, always a pleasure. You know, now you can dub me a Renaissance man, I guess.
Or something.
Or something is probably more apropos.
Have a good call tonight. We'll see you in a month.
Thanks, guys. See you soon.